Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A 58-year-old man is facing multiple charges after an incident in Dade County on Tuesday. According to arrest records, Kenny Dwayne Monteith was charged with aggravated assault on a police officer, felony obstruction of a law enforcement officer, misdemeanor obstruction, improper lane change, and driving without insurance. Monteith was booked into the Dade County Jail on a total of 5 charges. Authorities have not released additional details about the incident. And as with all criminal cases, the charges are allegations, and the defendant is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. A major change could be coming to healthcare in the Chattanooga region. Erlanger Health has announced plans to partner with Prisma Health, a South Carolina-based nonprofit healthcare system, in a proposed $2 billion investment aimed at expanding healthcare services and modernizing facilities across the region. Erlanger President and CEO Jim Coleman says the partnership would be transformational, allowing the health system to expand urgent care centers, outpatient surgery facilities, imaging centers, and make major improvements at Erlanger East and Erlanger Baroness Hospital. Hospital officials emphasize that patients will see no immediate changes. The Erlanger name will remain, employees and medical staff will stay in place, and key services including the Level 1 Trauma Center, Children's Hospital, and Transplant Program will continue to operate as they do today. The two health systems will spend the next 120 days finalizing the agreement before the partnership receives final approval. The Walker County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a phone scam where callers falsely claim to be employees or deputies with the agency. According to the Sheriff's Office, multiple residents have gotten calls from individuals who say they missed jury duty and now have an outstanding warrant for their arrest. The scammers are also using technology to make it look like the calls are coming from the Sheriff's Office main number, making them seem legitimate. The Sheriff's Office emphasized that it does not contact people by phone to demand money or personal information in connection with missed jury duty or arrest warrants. Officials are urging residents not to provide personal or financial information to unknown callers and not send any money in response to those calls. Anyone who receives a suspicious call or has questions should contact the Walker County Sheriff's Office directly, 706-670-1931. In Jackson County, North Sand Mountain School is welcoming 5 new faculty and staff members as the school prepares for the 26-27 academic year. Among those new additions are Dallin Atchley, a North Sand Mountain graduate returning to teach 5th and 6th grade math after working as a software engineer, and Tyson Weldon, who returns to his alma mater after 12 years at North Jackson High School to teach history. The school also is welcoming Justin Lynch as their new head baseball coach and high school history teacher, Constance Cooper as the new clerical aide, and Landon Keller, another North Sand Mountain grad, who joins the staff as an aide and paraprofessional. School officials say they're excited to welcome new team members and look forward to the experience, leadership, and hometown pride they'll bring to students throughout the school year. In sports, the Atlanta Braves carved out a 7-6 win over the San Diego Padres last night, leading that series 2-1 going into the series finale. It's a day game happening today. Game 4, again that day game, 11 a.m. this morning for the Ford Leadoff Show, 12:15 this afternoon is first pitch here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home for Atlanta Braves baseball. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at discoverday.com and throughout the day right here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.